A big thanks to all our sponsors. Comic Bento.
Comic Bento.
Comic Bento.
Comic Bento.
Comic Bento.
Comic Bento is a subscription service that brings a box of comics to your door every month. Check out our website, thetalkinggeekpod.com. Click the link, subscribe, and wait for your comics to hit the mailbox.
I had balls float in wet green grass. I got a chainsaw motor that's filled with rain. But when it sings like Bach, the eyes all bulge. And when the pink sun drops, the eyelids fold while I'm in deep REM sleep. Or twilight zones, I take a freight elevator, better fast forward. I get to grind these teeth and peek through time. If I can bring things back, then feed back wild and wet. I saw the future.
Hey, this is V the Fried Nugget.
Hey, this is Tim the Member.
Hey, guys, this is Q the Face.
Hey, this is Kenny the Bear with the underscore in front of it.
Hey, this is Pedro the Air Horn.
And this is the Talking Geek. All right. We are officially recording.
We're recording.
Are we? Oh, there we go.
Oh, shit. All shit balls.
All shit balls. Oh, man. It has been a very long time.
Of shit.
So much time.
You should know our voices if you listen to any of our episodes. If you only listen to this and you don't listen to anything else, I am Q. And along with me, I have
Pedro Cortez, also known as Bear, enjoying a nice coffee because I am constantly falling asleep and I need something to wake me up.
All the time. And this is Kenny right next to him. I'm also known as Mr. Underscore with the underscore in between each word. And enjoying coffee because we kind of need it.
Oh, yeah. we're
definitely dragging ass. Yeah, the last time we got together was the convention for recording.
And Kenny wasn't there.
And Kenny was not there.
No, I was not. I was sad.
So you had a very rough day that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then before that, the last time all three of us were together, I believe, was for the Pixar bracket.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Yeah. No, it's been.
I believe that was the very last thing.
Yeah.
So
that is, we're overdue for us to get back together.
We're extremely overdue for all three of us on an episode. So all we're going to do on this episode is catch up on geek news and just talk about all the things that we've missed and that we either want to troll or talk about in any other fashion.
Well, before, how about, did you have any impressions of SuperCon? Or what did you think?
SuperCon was... Well, I was only...
Now, actually being on a panel instead of just being somebody
who...
Well, yeah, you had actually led a panel before,
I had moderated a panel previously, which, actually, I was going to have an opportunity to moderate another panel at a comic book thing happening in Miami-Dade this weekend, but... I cannot do it, I had done that. But it was different moderating something where I had already previously had these questions lined up for the most part. I had a few, rogue questions that I was ready for in case we went through time a lot faster. But I had already met with the girls beforehand and kind of, gone over more or less what was going to be asked. I came up with the questions, but just so that they would all kind of have, a heads up. And if one
this is more or less what's going to be.
Yeah, we kind of went in there, by the seat of our pants, okay, this is kind of the general idea of what we're going for, but you still have to read the audience and figure out if that's even something that's going to work for who was there.
Yeah, we basically had if this, then that statement set up. It's like, if they're into this, and if not, then we're going with this other one. So we actually ended up hitting up both, which was pretty good.
A community script, pretty much.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah.
We ended up doing it with Jeff, and Jeff was a really good addition to that. He managed to fit in very well with both topics. So
Terror Bear.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we did improv, and that was I was so out of practice.
That was so fun. That was a blast.
Hilarious.
It was terrifying, but also a blast. I will definitely do it again.
I totally forgot how it was to not know what you're going to do
in
front of people.
Yeah.
That was a blast. We'll probably be doing it again at other upcoming cons. So make sure you check out our Instagram page and all that, because we usually announce when we're going to do something.
For sure, the most entertaining moment was the first night of there was a game where I was supposed to be, it was only supposed to be me and two other people, and then everybody else got involved at some point, and it turned into beautiful, beautiful comedy.
And are you talking about ABC News?
Yes.
Oh my God, that
Holy
game
shit.
Was such a mess.
Oh, that was a beautiful mess.
But it was
mess.
A beautiful mess. It was a beautiful mess. And I actually loved the world record chain murder that Ozzy was going for, and knowing that I had a a helping hand in changing the profession and location.
Yeah, you swerved it so hard.
I'm not even realizing what I was doing, but that made it all the better. Yeah.
No, that game when we played the second night, Pedro, I'm not even going
to. Yeah, no, I wasn't. I got to, like, we didn't do the super long one. We only did a one side, so I got to see how the interpretation was completely thrown aside because of one Fawad, who obviously on purpose, like he loves to fuck with people, which makes it so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
But it also makes it like fucking impossible to kind of derive what the fuck.
Well, no, what it was the actual place, because in the game.
Location. For those of you who are listening, it's charades, but the audience chooses a location. Profession and an item or something like that.
Murder weapon, yeah.
Who got murdered, the weapon, and where.
Yeah, and so it could be, and then you have to charade it to the next person, only speaking in like gibberish, and then that person has to keep passing it on until the last one goes up, and then you have to see if you guessed all those three things correctly.
Right, now, we had, on the second night, we had an organ was what killed somebody. Actually, no, it wasn't an organ.
It was a musical instrument of some sort.
It was a musical instrument that was like a piano, and the profession was a masseuse. Those are easy. The location was a Denny's bathroom.
Oh, okay.
And I have no idea how I was ever going to get that, especially from
what you were given. Yeah, the thing is, the masseuse made it two people in, but after that, that was the genius of Fawad coming in and just being like, here's a wrench. let me readjust this.
Yeah, so that was fun. So, you know, I didn't really get to really enjoy SuperCon because I was busy all that weekend, so I only went the night that we had the panel and the improv show that Friday night, so I didn't really get to enjoy much of it. Still like that it's an I hate the drive, but I love the location.
It's a good location. I actually felt that it also was, I was a little bit smarter about when I was going in and out of halls, but I feel that things were not as crowded as they were last year. Last year was so bad that I had to bomb out and call. I'm a claustrophobe, so that did not mean well for me.
I remember that.
Especially on the Saturday. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be on a Saturday.
And it wasn't, and like, I have a notoriously low opinion of SuperCon, but I'll actually hand it to them, and it wasn't a numbers thing. It just seemed to be better organized. So I'll tip my hat to finally fixing that, because they never solved that at the old convention center.
No. I'm hoping that with this new rebuild of the Miami Beach Convention Center,
please,
that ends up being something that happens. But yeah, so that was cool. I guess now, geek news. Old geek news first, I guess.
Geek news.
So that we can get it out of the way. What's old stuff? Yes. Are we going to touch on
so
Batwoman? Are we going to touch on it? We have to.
I guess so. We just brought it up. Let's do it. And we're doing it.
Okay, we're doing it.
So as we're talking, I'm looking up one thing because I thought I remembered something about. Okay, so the news is that Batwoman's going to be appearing in the CW
Arrowverse,
and then getting their own show.
And then she's getting her own show. So the big thing is that the actress chosen for Batwoman is Ruby Rose, which made some people very happy. It also, maybe not everybody was super happy about it.
Quite a few, actually.
And the worst part is who was not happy about it, for me.
Yeah.
Which is a good portion of the LGBT community, LGBTQA++ community. If I missed a letter, I'm sorry.
Plus?
Yeah.
Okay. Double plus?
I believe it's double plus now.
Oh, it is? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've
sorry.
No.
I could have easily.
I'm not trying to.
It's either plus
the
plus or two A's. I don't even know anymore. We keep just adding things, but yeah, it's the LGBTQA whatever community that is the one that's upset because she's not gay enough for that role is what most of the tweets I was reading was people from that community saying that kind of thing, and it's like that's bullshit because we are the kind of group that has been put in boxes and has not been anything. And now you have someone who's been bisexual since they were 12 and came out at 12 and is primarily usually dating women, like if that even mattered.
And also tends to present more masculine than
right, is very androgynous. I always say that word retardedly. So.
Androgynous.
Thank you. And the word bisexuals are in the LGBTQA, like, acronym.
Right.
So I don't understand what the problem is. I don't like Ruby Rose for this character because she's a shit actress. But that has nothing to do with
shit
her
actress.
Sexual orientation. I think that she's a fucking horrible fit for Batwoman. But not has shite to do with her fucking gay or not gay or lesbian or not lesbian or any of that bullshit. And if you're going to freaking get mad about that, it's getting ridiculous at this point. It just is.
At this point, we're that's the thing. It's like I get it. I understand to a certain extent why they would be upset the only way I would actually be upset about this is if they can give me all the different actresses that they could replace her that just happened to be strictly just lesbian
was just going to look up because I was thinking to myself, okay, if what they're mad about is that she's not lesbian enough, who is lesbian enough that would fit that role? And I can't think of a lesbian off the top of my head that would fit that role.
Obviously the first one that came to my head was Michelle Rodriguez, but she's
not lesbian.
But she's not lesbian, she's bi.
Yeah.
So
right. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm drawing a blank right now.
I think the biggest issue here is that I think for anybody who is approaching this from the perspective of, is this going to be a good role, is that if her acting chops aren't good enough. Because the various discussions that we've had about the Arrowverse is one of your criticisms has been the acting consistently.
Oh, my God.
So I guess that means that if it's consistently bad, then it makes all the sense that you have Ruby Rose as Batwoman.
All the better. All the better. Because
I still give The Flash some props. So
listen, it's not... Arrow was horrible, and I tried to watch an entire fucking season of
so
that.
Ridiculous.
And
so
Arrow
ridiculous.
Was horrible.
So I guess better to put her in a verse that's already failing than in something like Flash that I didn't mind Flash. I was... happily watching Flash. But
no, Flash is no problem. Yeah.
It's the only show that I've found that DC has shown. I never got into Gotham. I tried the whole first season, automatically hated what they did with some of the characters and said, scratch that. So
I heard a lot of people say you have to stay in there till the third season, and I go, why?
Yeah, no.
It's like...
It doesn't interest me enough to stick it out that long. If it was a show that I thought I was going to be interested in, like, I've given some shows the second season to kind of bring me back in. Because I was interested enough in the first season to finish it in the first place. I never finished the first Arrow season.
Wow, that's... Damn.
I couldn't deal with the character, whoever the actress for Laurel is. I don't know if it's your fault, sweetie, or if it's the goddamn director, but I don't know if you've already died by now in this... I'm so far behind because I never finished the first season, so hopefully
you're
gone.
She's died and
come
back a couple times, I think. Like,
Oh my God, when she came back, was it a new actress?
No.
Oh, failure. Opportunity missed is what just happened there.
You're so persnickety about what you like and don't like.
She was such a bad actress, though. Like, that one
was
bad.
Wait, but is the direct, because is she supposed to be bad? That's the whole point.
No, I feel like she's supposed to be.
Was she Kristen Stewart in this thing?
No, here's the thing. There she goes. She gets her Kristen Stewart shield on.
I'm not going to get involved.
I have to pretend my ice-faced queen over here.
That character was written that way. I'm not even going
to get
into this.
I have to face my Novocaine-faced princess.
I miss you guys too much to do it right now. I can't do it. By the way, other side news, Twilight is hitting theaters again. I don't know why, but it's happening. By the way.
It's still a bunny.
Why not? People will pay to watch it. Yeah. If they pay to watch it, I would not pay.
And I was a Twilight.
Yeah, no, you love Twilight. That was your jam.
Like, that was my jam, and I would not pay
I'll
to see
right
it in
now,
the theater
if,
again.
If they re-release the Lord of the Rings trilogy, the original trilogy, extended version.
I would watch that. But I would watch that.
Yeah. Because that's a dope set of movies.
Right. I would not go to the theater to go rewatch Twilight as much as I enjoyed it. But I own all the DVDs. That's more than enough for me.
You did your part, that was it. I own
all the books, guys. I own all the movies. My job is done. Like, I'm not that far ahead. Yeah. Harry Potter, if that should hit theaters again, I'd be there all day long. I'd be there for all of them.
Pedro would not be there for all of them. I know which one he won't be. For sure, Half-Blooded Prince, he would not.
But he would have to leave. But that means he'd have to leave in the middle of like the marathon.
You know what it is? I would take a Switch, and I take my Switch and go to the back of the theater and play in the Switch, and then like, okay, I'll pay attention for 3, 5, 7, and 8.
At most, I would skip the first one, and then come
on the second one too, specifically because that He's whispering the entire time because puberty hit him like a fucking truck.
Yeah.
And he couldn't fucking talk.
And also, the major spoil reveal in the beginning of that for Chamber of Secrets. Like, if no one knew that whole scene where they show the book going inside the...
cauldron. That's how they had to do it.
Yeah.
They had to do it that way.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I would not go to the theater for Twilight, none of that other stuff. And yes, I just really disliked Laurel as the character. And everybody can just suck it.
You can complain all you want about Laurel, but let me tell you, nothing is as bad as Helena Bertinelli. Oh my God, they fucked up Huntress so bad.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I like Huntress a lot. And I was just like, that was the one thing that almost turned me off to it, because I'm like, wow, you did a shit job of a character I fucking really liked. So my only hope now with them doing, like, multiverse stuff is that they'll bring in Helena Wayne at some point to be like, yeah, don't worry about Bertinelli. No, it's fine.
Forget that shit. So what else old geek news did we miss?
All right. I guess we can say this is already from...
Real quick. We've all seen Incredibles. Incredibles 2.
Yes.
Yep.
What were your initial and final thoughts?
I liked it. I thought it was more Incredibles. It literally was... and I think this is definitely skewed perspectives. I hear a lot of people bitching about, like, it was fucking boring. Oh, you know, it was so regular. Oh, there was nothing special about it. It's like, no, motherfuckers, you're just used to getting superhero movies literally every couple months.
Yeah, that's true.
So realize that how special this was in the first place was because we didn't get fucking nice shit like that all the fucking time. And now...
Right, we're kind of spoiled.
Spoiled. I mean, we just saw a bunch of people.
Infinity
War. With Infinity War.
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't seen, no.
It's already out. It's out in the movies, right?
Yeah. Like.
Yeah. We just saw half of the Marvel Universe get fucking snapped away. So,
yeah.
The difference is like it doesn't have the same sort of shine. But the thing that I liked about that story is I liked the characters. I liked how they placed those characters and their interactions with each other. I love the way how they subverted. You know, having. Oh my God, having Elastigirl being the main and having this guy being forced to be stuck at home.
That was awesome.
That was great.
And I also found it very interesting that it was not cynical the way how the guy who was the fanboy this time wasn't the villain.
Right.
Like, he was actually, you know, a brat, but he was a decent dude. And I was like, that's a nice change. Like,
I heard what I think happened to people was that the amount of time that it took for us to get Incredibles 2.
Yes,
their hopes were
ridiculous.
We're in a place that even when I've asked people, okay, so then what did you expect from the movie? They can't give me anything. It's not like, well, I wanted the story to go in this direction, or what? It's just, well, no, it just didn't feel like big enough, you know? Like, and I understand that because that happened to me when I heard that Monsters Inc. was coming out and another Inc. was coming out, and then we got Monsters University,
right?
And then, but at least I knew that already. Like, once the title came on, I was like, oh, okay, this is gonna suck. And what I imagined was gonna happen is not gonna happen. I'm not gonna get another Boo and all. Like, I wanted Boo. Kid, like, I at least had an answer. I was like, I wanted this movie to be like this.
Well, the other thing too is I think that a lot of people weren't paying attention when they said this movie picks up immediately after
that
last one.
And I knew that going into it, so I enjoyed it. Jack fighting that raccoon
was fucking great.
It was amazing. That was one of the best scenes in that.
That
movie.
That was. One of my first of all, he's fucking amazing, and I loved him, and he was and I loved his
sassy
character.
Ass raccoon. Like, oh no, I'm gonna eat your trash, boy.
So I loved it. I mean, it is. Did it make it to my top five Pixar movies? No, it didn't. But did it do a good job as a sequel? Fuck yeah. And I think that they actually did a better job at a sequel than. And this is a lot coming from me than Finding Dory did to Finding Nemo.
Because
I agree with you completely on that.
Because the problem was that when Finding Nemo was done, like, that's the story. Like, the difference is that Incredibles is designed to be like serious. And again, the things that it's taking influence from are old serialized like cartoons and TV shows, like almost like Johnny Quest.
Right.
So it's like this fits perfectly with that. And as long as you have somebody like Brad Bird who knows that fucking super well. Now, the only thing that made it a little uncomfortable was all of the revelations coming out about how much of a sexist hellhole that Pixar is.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Which was like, oh, no.
Not only
fucking ruined again.
Not only that, on top of that, we have a bunch of people, a bunch of fathers and grown-ass men talking about how all of a sudden why they had to make Elastigirl so sexy. And it's like, I read all of this and I go, the internet is the worst thing in the world. This is the worst thing
in the
world.
Do you forget the scene where she's looking at her own ass in the first movie?
Oh my God, yeah, like that.
It didn't change.
What that means? That means that everybody who saw that first movie the years later grew up and now they're like, oh, wait a minute, I would hit it. I would hit it so bad.
Oh man.
I was on that train right from the beginning.
I'm sorry, if I was Elastigirl, if I had the power to stretch myself, of course I'd give myself a thin waist and a fat ass. Why not?
Every woman would. Yeah. Like, every single woman would. I'd probably do both. I'd probably make my boobs and my ass bigger.
Look,
I'd be this really weird shape, but it would happen.
It was a straight-up sequel that worked. It's one of the few sequels that works. Honestly, this is one of the few sequels, first off, that doesn't go direct to video or direct to digital stream, whatever.
Cars 2 should have never come out in theaters. Continue.
Cars 1 through 7 should have not come out.
So now we actually have enough Pixar movies with sequels that now we can kind of view, like, where does this kind of stack in with all the sequels? Like,
oh, it's high up there.
It's one of the better ones. Yeah. Definitely one of the better ones. Toy Story now has gone beyond
that
realm.
Toy Story 3, I think, is what
Toy Story 3 is the top for me because that just hits very strong emotional punches for me.
I feel like I missed out on some sort of emotional connection to Toy Story 3 that everybody is connected to
and that ending didn't touch me. It's really what that last part of the movie
I'm
is really what
I'm a cold-hearted bitch.
No, it's true because you like really bad Ice Queen, so it makes sense that you would have no feelings for
apparently
this.
Not. Apparently
the
not.
The only way you have feelings is if they're fucking stupid fish in the ocean.
I love Finding Nemo. And look, as much as I wanted to love finding Dory because it was in my world again, I was like, was it good? It was okay. It was entertaining.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
That could have been a Disney movie that you could watch at home. Like one of those. That's what it was.
So then I would put Incredibles 2, Finding Dory after, and then Monsters University, and I don't even count any other. I'm lying.
Toy Story 2,
and then Monsters University, and then...
Toy Story 2 and 3.
We're not even mentioning the Cars. We're just putting that.
No, I put that
in the dustbin.
No, that Cars never existed to me.
I mean, I would probably.
Why?
I put Toy Story 3, Incredibles 2, Toy Story 2.
Is Wreck-It Ralph is not Pixar, right?
That's Disney. Disney animated. So the thing is like I really dug Monsters University. Not as much. It is on the lower end of this, which is saying a lot because I like those. I like these other movies because I went into it like, oh, this is going to be Animal House but with Monsters Inc. I'm like, okay, that's ridiculous. I can hang with that, but I completely get wanting a sequel and not a.
I didn't care for a prequel. I liked their characters, but I liked their characters in the age and in the experience that they had already gotten to.
And honestly, I would have preferred it to be a sequel, but as the prequel that it was, I was fine with it because it did enough weird, amusing shit.
It was just the ending was the crash landing. I think for that, it was just a crash landing.
Kind of how the fuck do you end that? Like
how
do you end that for like
we got expelled from the university, but then we just started working and we grew up from there. That's pretty much.
And there you go. Yeah. So kids, you don't need to graduate university. You can just get a low end job at the same company you want to work for. Yeah. Work your way up.
Yeah.
Well, I had that experience today at work where somebody was like, my job will put out emails for new hires, right? And a bunch of the new hires working the master control, which I work at a TV station. Master control is the section where, you know, they do all the playouts, where they control all the things. A bunch of people had degrees, and one of my coworkers, she didn't go to college. And she was like, oh, wow, all these people want degrees. It looks like it's how useless it is to get a degree. And I kind of looked at her like...
Punch you in the face.
No, she didn't mean ill by it, but I'm looking at her like, girl, I spent $20,000 to get a degree in this job, so fuck me.
Oh, man. So...
Yes.
So news, okay.
News time. So we did Incredibles 2. I still haven't seen Deadpool 2.
Yes, I know. I'm
a failure on that. Anything else that came out in theaters that we were supposed to have seen?
I saw Isle of Dogs a couple months ago, which was a lot of fun.
The Winnie the Pooh movie?
You saw the Winnie the Pooh movie?
Oh, I want to see that.
Oh.
Christopher
Robin. You're a giant tigger. I'm a fucking Winnie the Pooh right over here.
I can't wait for Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet. I really can't wait.
It's going to be hot.
I can't. Yeah, that one I'm excited for.
I gotta dial back the expectations. I don't want to blow it up too much.
I just want to do the cosplay already.
Somebody on my fucking Facebook feed, I don't remember who it was, Now, this person is a fan of Disney and is a fan of like I, if I remember correctly, he and his girlfriend both work for Disney. But he made this cynical comment about the scene with all the princesses, about how all the princesses had perfectly marketable shirts on that will definitely be sold after this movie comes out. And you go back and look at that, and you're like, oh, shit, he's right. Oh, those are definitely ending up going to be in Disney stores.
Disney is a marketing branding machine. Just, okay, let's talk for a second. Let's talk about their motherfucking ears for a second. That's just one item.
Oh, we got to talk about that story.
No. It's just that one item that everybody goes fucking buku crazy for. The Mamas and Merlot from the Geek Bro Network podcast, by the way.
Yeah.
From the Geek Bro Network, which is what we're on to. Just so that they will get every single one that comes out.
Oh, my God. All
the ears, yeah.
Yes. All of the ears. Yeah. All
of
the ears.
Do any of them do any of them throw shade at, like, you know, collecting Funkos or other
things? No, because they collect all
of
that.
Okay, I was going to say, like, good. Good?
No. I will say that. At least they will collect their shit and not hate on whoever it is. Not that I know of, at least.
Yeah, that's
all of the guys.
Fair.
Jeff has every single fucking Deadpool Funko and all kinds of crazy shit. Nary has like all the Superman ones. Dave collects a fuck ton of comics and a bunch of shit.
He would like that vanilla ass motherfucker.
Fuck you. I love Superman too, so I'm not even going to say anything.
Spitting a spit curl, spin it around
anyhow,
a couple times.
Ears. I'm talking about Disney and ears. Yeah, they'll collect all of them because Disney's smart. They'll bring out one and it is only going to be around for a month. Look, there's ears that are coming out that you can only get if you go to the Epcot Food and Wine Festival.
Yep.
And so what? Everybody freaking goes and gets these fucking ears. It's fucking insane. So they are literally a branding. Look at their pins. What they've done with their pins.
The pins are fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, like that has gone buku crazy. Like people just go absolutely nuts. So I'm sure that they're made shirts that, and I'm sure that I might want one of them. Like for like, I can't even like hate too much because I'm like, well, you got the cool shit too. But even though I'm an Islands of Adventures girl, but nonetheless,
I mean. You know, we had that talk a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, we're
I get it. You know, no, that's the thing is, I get it. And if this were maybe when I was in my maybe an early teen, I would agree with you. But like, I've really learned to appreciate the way how Disney creates atmosphere in a way that Islands of Adventure just doesn't do it for me.
Or the craziness.
And especially because Islands of Adventure really looks at sections of the park and they're like, we're not going to focus on this section anymore. We're going to focus on this section. Disney gives a fuck about every section of their park.
And I disagree with you. Especially having worked for Islands of Adventure and having had to do my 2.5 week training.
But when did you work for Islands of Adventure?
2006.
I went there maybe like a year and a half ago. Oh no, I went there with I went there with you guys.
Yeah, but
it definitely felt like the only places that they gave a fuck about were The Simpsons and Harry Potter.
Well, no, it's just those are the two newest places. But you have to take into consideration that when Marvel Park was built, what most people don't even realize the level of detail is all of those cartoon buildings that are all that while you're walking through Spider-Man and Hulk and all that other shit. The way that those buildings are painted, the colors change depending on the temperature. So
that's interesting.
Yeah. So if it's a hotter, so that it's comic booky, so that you have these really bright colors and they will change while you're there. Like even the way that the employees speak to you, every area is different. They have to address you in a different way. If you are working for the Spider-Man ride, you're having to speak to people a certain way. If you work for Dr. Doom, you got to be more angry. If you were like, I had to ask people what dragon they wanted to slay. I couldn't say, how are you? How is your day? No. I had to talk to you like if I was a peasant who was a slave and worked for, which I guess I kind of sort of was.
Yeah. I agree that that's really great. But the one thing I really noticed is that lots of parts of that park look run down.
And I think that of Magic Kingdom.
But no, Magic Kingdom,
the only place that looked good to me when I went was the new place, was where Little Mermaid's Grotto now is and the Seven Dwarfs roller coaster. Everything else looked like absolute shit to me.
I'm the complete opposite with that.
So for me, Disney had to take a note from Universal when it came to their guest to employee experience because Disney was more snooty. Everybody had the same outfit no matter where it is that you worked. You weren't immersed in the world with them. That started to change with Star Wars, was immersing the employees into the areas of where it is that you're working. You know what I mean? Like if the Haunted Mansion were in Universal, every employee would be a different creature from that Haunted Mansion.
But for years now, they've already done that with some of the bigger ones. They did that with Pirates of the Caribbean, where they changed how the people had dressed a while ago.
But that's what I'm saying, that they had to take a note from that, because the Islands of Adventure has been doing this since the beginning.
That's the one thing, is I don't remember when they made that change, because there was a big stretch of time when I didn't go. So when I started going again, like around 2005 and 2006, both parks were already doing that. So I don't know if they had been instituted before then or what.
I was just at Magic Kingdom, and not every employee there was immersed in the world of the ride that I rode on. Like, they just weren't.
And also, that's how they were in when we went to Islands. Like, some of them were. Some of them give a fuck.
Where? Well, I also like the fact that I can dress up however the fuck I want to go to Universal, and I can have beer in every goddamn little area that I want a beer in.
Is one thing where it definitely wins over.
Yeah, Disney only allows it in Epcot for sure. Everywhere in Epcot, you can get beer.
And I think in MGM,
and only certain spots in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, oh, there's a ghost
from
is speaking
the depths
off mic.
From somewhere, and no.
Or, you know, if you're not an old wizened husk of a pain in the ass, maybe you might be able to appreciate it.
So basically, Epcot, where you go around the world, which we already knew you could drink at, and then you have Hollywood Studios. Is going to be their bigger park now.
That's good. Yo, that's going
to
fucking...
They needed to do that.
They're
because
doing
that's
Star
another
Wars
thing.
Oh,
right
that's great.
No,
I love it. Nope. I'm all for it.
And then you have Animal Kingdom. And Animal Kingdom, here's the problem with Animal Kingdom. You can get beer there, but they're scattered about, and where... If you go to Islands and you go to Simpsons, you can have a Duff beer, and you go to Harry Potter and you can have a bunch of dragon
fire whiskey.
Da 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 da. You go to Jurassic Park and they have a themed beer for Jurassic Park. They don't have that in all of the places of Animal Kingdom. As a matter of fact, we found one delicious beer, and it was only in that one kiosk. When we went searching for it and in other areas, they didn't sell it anywhere else. We had to have either like Heineken or like something in that realm. It was one stand that had some delicious beer, and we could never find it again, and that was it. Where Islands is a little bit different. So, I mean, it depends what you're going for.
Well,
the
food is ridiculous.
For me, for sure. They have a better variety of food.
Oh my god!
I will definitely agree with you on that aspect.
What did we have? What did we have over in Avatar Land?
Oh my god! In Pandora,
it was a cheeseburger.
I'd like to call a friend from the depths of the corner of the house. What was the name of the place that we ate at Animal Kingdom that we had that delicious food?
Wrong person to ask.
She's the only person I can ask. It was in Pandora.
It was actually a lion that had been chopped up.
It was okay. It's not your typical cafe place. It's in the corner in the back, and you get these like rice with half like I had like meat and shrimp.
Is that the one that had the barbecue like exposed where you could walk in and see like a wood barbecue burning?
No,
because there was one by the Avatar Land that was pretty good.
Pandora, no. Stop calling it Avatar Land. It's fucking Pandora.
It's a garbage ass fucking movie. I'm gonna
call it exactly
what it is.
Thank you.
I'm trying not to hate on you guys today.
Poking the bears.
The Satuli Canteen.
But you know what's...
That's the name of the place.
What I find interesting is the connection that Disney has almost always had with Fox and all these other movie studios. And now, obviously, with Disney now going through with purchasing Fox. Like, talk about thinking fucking ahead for that. Like,
yeah.
Well, I'll be real with you. It's always a tit for tat because you have things that are coming out now in Disney. And then Islands is working on their entire Nintendo Land. So
yeah, they've been working on it for a bit now.
Nintendo Land is going to be the only thing that keeps Islands open. Oh, Harry Potter, obviously, because that's... Well, see, here's the thing with Harry Potter.
They're like, adding to it. What are you talking about?
No, they're adding to it, but, like... that's the one thing where I'm wondering, like, how long can they lean on Harry Potter?
As long as the Crimes of Grindelwald and
Fantastic
Beasts...
That's what I'm worried about! I'm worried about those, especially after, like remember how we ended up leaving that last one? We were just like, it's okay.
Yeah, but even then, the Harry Potter world is amazing. Like, if you are immersed in... Harry Potter has such a huge fan base, like The Simpsons does, for example. That no matter whether you're watching The Simpsons now, whether the show ends, and you're still going to love that land for that nostalgic feeling, even though there's nothing else that they can add to it or anything like that. Harry Potter is going to be the same way. Now they're adding to it. They're taking down the Dueling Dragons ride, which is
that
bittersweet. thing.
That hurts me so much.
But I, who know what that back area looks like, they can't build anything else yeah. until they knock that down. Then they can go a lot further in, which it'll make it, because really what ended up happening is they tried out on Islands of Adventure and they were like, oh shit, this is crazy. Let's do Diagon Alley in Universal, which was brilliant. And now they need to add more to the, because the part of Hogwarts is so small. That little strip, you have the Honeydukes, you have the Dueling Dragons ride, you have the Broomstick Little Kids ride, and then the Hogwarts ride. And that's it. Like, that's all you can do. Very small room to walk.
What I like about it, though, is that, so this is one of those weird things where, like, I mentioned claustrophobic, but I like the fact that it's cramped, because, like, the movies have made that see the area seem like it was super fucking
yeah.
cramped.
Oh, no, it was awesome. So
I think there's also, like, the beef that I have with Universal with holding on to the Marvel Land, like, like, give it the fuck up, man.
Well, Disney tried to put a chokehold as much as they could on that.
You also have to look at the contracts.
I also think that, especially after Disney bought out with Fox, I get the feeling within maybe the next 5 or 10 years, they're just going to be like, here, just giant stacks of cash. Like,
makes you think that Disney hasn't already? Cause
they have the amount
of acres, this ridiculous amount of land that they have. What makes you think that they haven't already been like, all right, this is the plan, and we're just going to wait till we get it, and now we're going to start.
No.
I'm pretty sure that they're already looking at, like, cost benefit. They're looking like, okay, once it goes under a certain amount, then sell it.
I guarantee that Universal will let go of Marvel Land after they're done with what they just started doing. I have a feeling that they couldn't let go of Marvel Land while they were building Volcano Island, right, and Nintendo Park.
Did they say where Nintendo Park's going to be?
It's a part of their land. It's going to be its own. Supposedly, rumor is, because I had originally thought, all right, you'll finish building Volcano Island. Mm-hmm. Then you'll start focusing, because then they added the Kong ride. They were revamping the Jurassic Park because the Jurassic World was coming back out.
Oh, sorry. So you said the Kong ride, and I'm remembering the old original Kong ride, which is the mummy.
Right. Now it's the mummy. So I think that they changed and they added to Universal Park because they did that whole Transformers ride and that Guardians of the Galaxy ride by upping up that park. I had originally thought, okay, now once they're done with all of that, they'll let go of Marvel, knock everything down there, bank on Harry Potter's bouncing back and forth, and then build Nintendo Land there. That's not what I've now read rumor-wise, is that Nintendo Park is getting there. It's going to be a park. It's going to be its own thing.
Which makes sense.
And it's big enough to do
it. And it better have a goddamn go-kart.
Like, there is no... Failure... I will switch my vote from Universal to Disney if they fail by not doing a Mario Kart ride in one way, shape, or the other.
They have to do that,
and they have to do a Zelda. Like, you just can't not have those.
I'm just
two
imagining
things.
Doing a race like that. Like, you're in that, and then just having
a blue shell hit you in the face.
Well, no, like literally, like you as you're driving over, you just drive over specific sections, and on like you can make the fucking go karts have like things like.
Pop up on the screen,
and you just hit it, and then they're just random.
Oh, like the arcades already have it where they're the go kart game where it actually shows up on the steering wheel, and you can hit it. And
so they gotta up their ante. But so that is well, I don't even know how we got into Disney versus we went straight into versus Tuesday rather than whatever news led us down
well,
this path.
So speaking of Nintendo, I'll bring up, this was a couple weeks ago. More information came out for the new Smash Brothers that's coming out on the Switch.
Smash!
For people who don't know, it has literally every character that's ever been in a Smash Brothers, which
ever.
Already was bringing it up to like, I think it's like 60 characters or 50 characters,
holy
something
crap.
Ridiculous. And then they started adding in more characters. They introduced the concept of like Echoes, which are, if you ever played Smash, you'll know that some characters have the same move sets with like different properties, like Captain Falcon and Ganondorf are the same basic character. Two of the Fire Emblem characters are the same character, so they added in Daisy. So now you have Peach and Daisy.
Oh, nice.
Then the one character that I fucking have wanted since they started adding in guests, they finally added. They added Simon Belmont from Castlevania.
Nice.
And his echo was Richter Belmont from Rondo of Blood, another big one. So those two were the biggest ones that I wanted. They look fucking awesome. All of the Castlevania stuff attached is really great. They also showed a couple other Echo Fighters. They added on a couple, added a new Dragon Quest character, Dragon Quest, Fire Emblem. I've got my RPGs mixed up in my head. Now there's like almost over like 100 stages. There's like 800 tracks of music. Like, this is gonna be like one of the biggest fucking things ever made for Nintendo. And it's almost sort of like a repository of just like all things like popular from one point in time, and I'm super thrilled for it. I cannot wait to play a Simon Belmont and just start whipping the shit out of people. Also, Nintendo killed Luigi in their fucking yeah. thing. They killed my sweet green baby boy. How dare they hurt fucking Luigi.
From that
God
mean mug in his Mario Kart 8.
Death came in and reaped fucking Luigi's soul. He was floating above his body.
It's from that Mario Kart side eye that he was doing.
That meme, it's like, okay, it's a great trailer and all, but no one's going to talk about the fact that this guy
is floating over his dead body.
So, is he like
that
dead?
That was awesome.
No, Nintendo said he's fine.
No, he's fine. Of course, Nintendo has to come out and say he's fine.
All right, so I have very quick news.
Baby boy, god damn it.
I have very quick news because I know that somebody here is going to be ecstatic about it, and we might as well get out because when we were looking up news, all of us found this information, which is Big Bang Theory is going to be hitting its last season at the end of this next one that's
Old
supposed to come out.
Yeller getting shot out in the back like a rabid dog.
I can already see it. It's going to be limping out with this fucking series finale. We just need to get it out. Get it done. It's not only the fact that it's stereotypically horrible. It's also the fact that everybody that's in that show wants to get the fuck out.
12 seasons. They've been doing it for 12 fucking seasons.
Everybody wants to get the fuck out. Yeah. Even Topanga wants to get the fuck out.
Topanga?
It's not Topanga. What's her name?
Blossom?
From Blossom, yeah. Even Blossom.
Oh, Mayim Bialik?
Because she's an actual fucking scientist. She needs to get the fuck and stop doing this.
About D&D. Fucking love her. I love her. She's been doing her own shit, and I fucking love all her videos that she's been doing. But yeah, so that's yay, Bear! Look at that.
I'm so happy. You know, I could join the trash heap like Friends and fucking Will and Grace
oh
and all this
God,
stuff.
Oh my God! Why are you after my hate today? Why are you after my hate?
It's like, you know how they say they poke the bear while the bear's poking other people. It's just like
Will and Grace is fine. I have no beef with it. I just wanted to just give it a little poke. Friends can
God
still go fuck
damn.
Itself.
Fuck your face.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, as far as shows, actually, I want to talk about one show that just recently came out on Netflix, which is Disenchanted, from the creators of Matt Groening, creator Matt Groening of The Simpsons and Futurama. And pretty much, it's just think of Futurama, but in medieval times. And magical fantasy
it?
World.
That works
I watched already about 3 episodes in, and I'll tell you right now, it is very, very Matt Groening.
It's very
chick
Futurama.
Kill a bunch of people so that she doesn't have to fucking marry them or something like that?
Was that
what the trailer showed? I thought I saw that on the trailer.
The thing is that you're in a fantasy world, so her dad is a regular, like, you know, king, but her mom is a fucking, like, vampire. So it's like...
It's almost like it's Matt Groening doing Adventure Time, basically.
Right, and the whole thing is that, what do you call it? The big arc about it is the evil side sent out a demon to follow the character B, and supposed to gear her towards the dark side. So this demon, who's just like, you know, like it's like about 6-8 inches big, is telling her to do stupid shit.
A demon on their shoulder, you say?
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
Right? Along with an elf called Elfo. Along with an elf called Elfo, because he's...
There's an elf, too?
Yeah, he's an elf, but he's
oh
like...
My God.
But
not a drow, though.
No. But oh, okay.
Christmas, he's a Christmas elf. He looks like a Christmas elf, but he's not a Christmas elf, but he looks like one. And he's dumb as shit. His name is Elfo, and he just gets into random stupid things. And that's just the merry band.
This is Zoidberg of the show.
Yeah. Okay. And it's actually very fun to watch. It does nod to a lot of fantasy realm stuff. A lot of people thought it was going to be a Game of Thrones-esque like type of comedy, but it's not. It does talk about it a little bit, but not go crazy. It's a lot more D&D than anything else,
which I think is probably better tonally than doing a Game of
Thrones. I haven't seen the whole series yet, so I can't say that it's great all around. So far, so good though with the 3 episodes.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of TV shows, I've also been watching something called Castle Rock.
Oh, I am. Me and Vanessa are on episode 3. Don't ruin it.
I am on episode 3 too.
Oh, fantastic!
I just finished episode 3. I'm really digging it. I'm really digging it. It's I've never really okay. So I've liked Stephen King stuff before. I've just never. I've tried to read him multiple times. I've tried.
Can't do it.
Just
me
not
either.
My style. But the like people doing his stuff is really great. And this is like a lot of the Stephen King stuff is all connected. And this is sort of like the connection between, like, a ton of his fucking work. It's in a town that's been used dozens of times. It's dozens, I'm a little exaggerated, but a bunch of times. The fucking Shawshank is in there.
Yeah.
The guy who's the sheriff has been in a bunch. He was in Cujo. Like, yeah. He's been in a bunch of other stories. So when he's did you get to the scene where he's digging something up?
Yes.
Yes. Where he specifically, like, I need to make sure the dog is still down.
Yeah.
Right? Fucking like, cracked me up.
What the hell was that? Yeah. It's Cujo because
he's just like, I don't want the fucking dog to come back.
Yeah. It was very creepy.
It's Stranger Things. It's Stranger Things, but more adult.
I wasn't as scared in Stranger Things as some things may have scared me.
Oh, yo, yeah, no. Well, that's what I mean.
There's
like,
some
like
things,
adult.
Yeah, very, very much more adult.
The opening scene with an act, Terry O'Quinn. I love Terry O'Quinn. I love him from Lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, cool, Terry O'Quinn. It's going to be great.
Yo.
And then like 5 minutes in, you're just like, oh, no, Terry O'Quinn.
I didn't even know. And that was beautifully shot, by the way. That was what happens. I don't want to ruin it because it's semi-new.
Don't ruin it.
So...
It's so
good. But it's good. It's
they
good.
They had another, you met a character named Jackie.
Yes.
With a very ominous last name.
Mm-hmm.
If you're familiar with horror, you hear that last name, you're like,
bad news.
Bad news for
bad
everybody.
News.
Be sure she's not a dull girl.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to continuing that because it's been fun.
All right, nice. Talking about TV, I've probably caught up on everything that I don't have anything to watch right now, and it's getting me really. I saw Luke Cage 2. I'm waiting for Iron Fist 2 because supposedly the rumor is that they really tried to make Danny Rand more universal for their audience because everybody hated him so bad. But I am caught up on
I'm
what
sorry,
has
Danny Rand. You mean the Immortal Iron Fist?
Yes, I am the Immortal Iron Fist. I am the Immortal Iron Fist. So I'm caught up for most things, but what has been released on Hulu now and is up to episode 4 is Attack on Titan season 3. And holy crap. So don't want to spoil it for anybody either, but they are. So season 2 was like, we're barely going to mention this basement thing. It's almost like we're going to make sure that you've forgotten.
Yeah. You still have this entire arc and then another entire arc before they
before
talk about the
basement. Before you get there. No. But they're already talking about it.
Oh, yeah. No, they've talked
about
it. That's
what I'm
saying.
Like, season 2 was more like, we're going to distract you for a little
fucking
bit with a bunch of
basement,
other stuff.
Basement, bro.
But this time they've made it a little bit where I'm only on episode 4 and there should be, I think they said there was going to be 13 episodes.
Yeah, they did a short season.
So these four, it's already mentioned it a bunch of times. Levi is a fucking G.
Yo, yeah. Have they talked about the whole thing with the Ackermans yet?
No, we just figured out that they, okay, so now we know that there's another Ackerman. They didn't know.
Okay, yes.
They didn't know his last name.
Yeah.
And now somebody slipped and told Levi. And there's that beautiful moment where Levi then hears the last name and Mikasa in the back stops and hears that name and they do this like wonderful little glance amongst all of them.
That Ackerman is going to be the biggest fucking dick. Holy fuck. Get ready for some
fantastic
nasty ass shit.
So it's been pretty good. I threw me off at first because where the last season ended to where we are now, the kids are older. But they've been jumping through time.
It's like a couple months older, yeah.
Right. No, but in the art, they look much older than just a couple of months. Like the way that they do the intro and stuff like that, it was very much focused on the three of them, more so than in the last two entrances, the intros. So we'll see. But it's out. If you guys have not been able to see it, it's on Hulu right now. So episode 4 is where it's at.
And the funny thing is, like, I remember all the memes that were going around about, like, get to the fucking basement. And normally... In most shows, they get to the basement and are disappointed. No. When you get to the basement, you find out what's going on. Now you're like, oh, that's why the basement was so fucking important.
Yes.
Yeah.
It actually lives up to it.
Yeah. So, and I already know it. I haven't spoiled it for the wife, luckily. So she's still surprised though, and not knowing anything that's happening.
Not yet.
No. Don't spoil it for her because it's only going to spoil it for me because she's not going to care to watch the show. Let's not do that.
Yeah.
Let's not do that. So, okay. Anything else important? Because
so as somebody who used to write for for some geek blogs, also used to be a journalist, I used to write for a newspaper. There was a really big to do over on IGN where a guy got caught plagiarizing a review,
mm-hmm.
and it was from another YouTube site or another YouTube reviewer. They found that the guy made a post, I think on Reddit, about like, well, somebody from IGN stole my review. What do I do? So they went and there. At first, you're like, oh, it's kind of close, but not really. And then as you get further along, you're like,
it's word for word.
It's almost it gets close to like not necessarily word for word, but sentence by sentence, where the guy will say something, and then the guy will reverse the sentence, so it's not
right.
technically. So they fired him. They went back, and they found that he had plagiarized other reviews for IGN. He plagiarized stuff from people within IGN.
Holy shit.
They went back to even before he started doing stuff for IGN. He was plagiarizing stuff then.
Wow.
To get his resume.
Then the guy went on his own personal YouTube thing and made some sort of non-apology kind of video and basically, hey, if anybody can go through old videos and see if I've done anything, you know, just call it out. And they went through the old videos and they found it.
Oh my God!
Think he's
dumb.
Like to think about the kind of like that's like a level of sociopathy where you're thinking like no, nobody's gonna fucking do it. It's like.
No, it's the internet. Have you been to the internet?
Have you been to the internet? This is what people fucking...
That's retarded.
Dying to fucking do.
That's just stupid.
People on 4chan do this all the time.
But look how long he... Look how long he went.
Yeah.
Look how much money he's made.
Probably...
I don't know.
They don't make a lot of money. Yeah. But no.
Well, he made money.
Well, he got a chance to do like I would have killed to have fucking gotten a position at IGN because they actually pay their fucking people.
That's what I'm trying to say. So
yeah.
So
he wasn't paid well, but I mean, he got paid.
He got paid. He got paid to do it, and he got paid to even do it less than you would have because he wrote other people's shit. So.
Oh man, that made me so mad.
I mean, he rolled the dice for so long. He was just like, hey, natural 20, and then he just got a
one. He got one.
He got a random one.
Yeah. Well, I think I always think about like I think the movie's called Broken Glass, about the guy in the New York Times who was fabricating stories.
Oh no, I have
Broken
not.
Glass.
Broken Glass, yeah. Hayden Christensen plays this like kind of watery eyed, like semi charismatic writer for the New York Times, and it's based off of somebody who literally was just wholesale making up fucking stories.
Wow, no sources,
really
no
movie.
Source requests, no nothing.
Made up sources.
Wow.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Good movie. This is one of those things where like people are like, oh, Hayden Christensen can't act. It's like no. He can act, just he doesn't know
how to
pick good
his
movies.
Scripts.
No, he just needs a director.
He might be one of those actors that do need a director. That is very, very possible.
Yeah, and he was directed
like
very well.
Stewart. Anyhow, have you seen...
The Runaways is the only thing that I've liked.
And have you seen Camp X?
Ooh, The Runaways.
Camp X.
Okay. I'm going to make a phone call to the friend in the corner of the house. Who may not think that
Well, your friend over there is a stank ass motherfucker. So I don't know.
She is a stank ass motherfucker, but I believe in her. Hey, babe, Camp X, good or bad? Kristen Stewart, fucking told you. And she don't have that same level of attachment to Kristen Stewart that I do.
Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart.
Oh my God! I just
you
had a picture of Kristen
things.
Stewart in my elf outfit.
That's pretty great. Yeah.
Was wonderful right then and there. All right, guys, is there any other news?
Honestly, the only news I have in my head is wrestling news, which I know.
Nope. Let's not do it.
We're not doing that right now.
Nope. Save that for Crit or Die. I don't know.
High five.
Do that with somebody else. All right, guys. If you're still listening to this, thank you for being a follower of The Talking Geek.
Woo!
Make sure that you follow us on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. We are also a part of the Geek Bro Network that has other podcasts such as Mount Geekmore, Shiver, Mama Zen Merlot, Comedy Fitness, Zeros on Heroes.
So many to choose from.
There's really a... Guys, just listen. That's right. From the depths of our house, just listen to something.
The haunted voice over here.
My name is Q, and you can follow me on Twitter at QFindor. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
If you follow me at... It's fucking shitty ghost over here in the corner just being obnoxious. Go rattle some chains, motherfucker. You follow me on Instagram at Gurren Lagann, like the anime, on Twitter at Pedro Cortez Get. I mean, I guess you could look at some old videos I used to do, but I mean, sure, look me up on YouTube. If you're hiring at a place that's actually willing to pay, please hire me.
Gone. If you can't remember that, it's the sound of choking on a dick.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Well,
last person. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter and also on Instagram under Mr. _ with the _ in between each word.
Jesus Christ.
Because that's how I roll.
And also, don't forget to follow Brunchens and Dragons on Instagram and on Twitter. And if your pocket allows it and you want to help continue to support this podcast, we're actually looking to try to take Brunches and Dragons onto YouTube. But with that, we need equipment, which that means we need your support. So for as little as a dollar.
Help!
Yeah, help! I need somebody. You can go on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. You'll get like bonus episodes. You also get early content. You'll get a cool Talking Geek bracelet, and you'll be able to try to put our podcast on video. So
yes,
that's
yes.
pretty much it. All right, till next time, guys. Stay geeky. Boop.
Yourself where you are again.